Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of BXB, Bronx Baseball, the Yankees podcast, along with my co-host, Keith McPherson. I'm Sweeney Murdy, special edition on this Wednesday, December 7th, because about an hour ago, I guess news came down that Aaron Judge, Keith, is staying with the New York Yankees.
Good morning. Good morning. We won. I feel like the Yankees win. The Yankees win. I wake up at 8:30. 10 minutes before that, I think John Morosi put out the tweet. And I had a feeling last night. We spoke last night during my show on WFAN. We talked through all the possibilities of what could be happening, speculation of what went on. But ultimately, my first take when I opened the show was that this didn't come out right. This didn't come out the way that anybody really planned for it to be announced. And I felt like that swung things in the Yankees' favor. If you're the New York Yankees and you don't want to be embarrassed, you don't want egg on your face, if you're the New York Yankees, you kind of walk around with a little bit of a swagger and respect and level of doing things out at the winter meetings. And the Yankees seem blindsided by this. The Yankees seem like they had no plans to meet with Judge yesterday. They weren't flying the plane. You know, you heard everything. And for the tweet to come out saying that he appeared to be signing with the Giants, and then for hours and hours to pass, I did a five-hour show 2 hours after
nothing,
that tweet broke,
right?
And nothing happened. So nothing happening, right? I think I said last night, if the Yankees survive tonight, right, today, if December 6th passes, and we know the history of Barry Bonds signing on December 6th, not taking the Yankees off for signing with the Giants, I'm like, if the 6th passes, I think it swings in the Yankees' favor, and it did.
In your direction, right? That's what you were feeling. You were feeling all the good vibes at that point. 9 years, $360 million is a lot of money, and it's exactly what the Yankees needed to do. You know, they needed to make sure – we've talked about this a lot. There is no version of the Yankees' offseason that would be considered successful if Aaron Judge was in a different uniform. And even last night, and this is what you and I talked about on the air, Keith, is that the Yankees were hoping they would have a chance to match or, you know, be brought back into that discussion because it did appear that the Giants were leading this race. And they had made the offer, but the Yankees weren't sure yet if Judge was going to allow them to come back and match it off for more, whatever the case may be. And apparently Judge decided for comfort, familiarity, legacy over starting over again.
Yes, I said yesterday as well that I already felt that initial shock. I already felt what it felt like to read that Judge was no longer a Yankee. And I think the world got that, right? It's bigger than just, you know, guys in the media like us or Yankees Twitter. The whole entire world was tuned in on where Judge was going. Time Athlete of the Year. Yeah. The guy that broke the home run record. You could be the most casual of casual baseball fans. There was a few minutes yesterday where the world thought Aaron Judge actually left and was going home to San Francisco. That didn't happen. And so now we see the deal. And I obviously just woke up at 8:30, been running around. I didn't read any of the details of the contract or anything else. I did see that, you know, he flew into San Diego yesterday, and we were all wondering, when's he going to pop up at the winter meetings? He flew to San Diego to talk to San Diego. Obviously, they put out $342 million for Trey Turner, and he didn't take that, so they pivoted and had $342 for Judge, I'm sure. But, man, I'm just happy because so many people, even last night taking calls, were ready to say, Cashman screwed this up. This is all on Hal and Cashman. He's their player. They could have locked him up early. They disrespected him putting that number out.
No, they couldn't. Remember, the player is in control here, okay? And locking him up early only works if the player wants that to happen. And as Aaron Judge was going through his career, at some point, you know, locking the player up early is when the team gets a discount. And that's only if the player wants to give it to you. And if the player is you know, locked in on whatever security he's getting. Guys who are of the star caliber of Aaron Judge usually don't go that early. You've had some instances where, Mike Trout signed an extension, and Lindor, after getting traded, signed an extension, didn't hit the open market. So there are players like that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but the player has to want that, and the player has to be in a position for that. And Judge's career was a little iffy on where the numbers were going to go because of his injury history. So the Yankees came in at a number before the season that factored in some of that. And Judge was saying, I'm not that player anymore. Let's wait another year and see where this goes. Well, Keith, this is where it went.
Excellent. Greatest bet on yourself year of all time. I mean, I said, I'm like, if this guy is turning down $213 million, we're going to have a hell of a year. Did I know it was going to be a record-setting year and turn into $360 million? Nobody knew. But, you know, I feel blessed that, you know, I was in the building for a lot of those home runs. I was very close to a lot of this, you know, being on WFAN, covering it, having this podcast. Like, this is all historic. This is all history. Aaron Judge continues his legacy as a New York Yankee. He gets to build on this. And he himself said in that Time Magazine video, it's about the World Series, the home run record, chasing a triple crown, all-star, stuff like that, individual accolades. It's cool. But you play the game to win the World Series, to win the World Championship.
Tells you he thinks his best chance is still going to be over the course of 9 years.
It is.
Still with the Yankees than the Giants.
He wasn't going to join J.D. Davis and Wilmer Flores and Tyro Estrada and Mike Yastrzemski. He's staying right here with his boys. Nestor was at the game with him on Monday night in Tampa. Yeah. I love that picture of Nestor just looking up at him like, you staying?
Please tell us. Yeah, and here's the thing about the bet on himself. Okay, let's remember, this could have gone the other way, okay? You know, we're giving Judge a lot of credit, and he deserves it. But let's remember where this could have gone. If he ends up getting hurt and ends up being more in line with the type of player that we saw in 2018 and 2019 that had missed significant time, you're talking about a player who's not worth $30 million a year, let alone 40, right? So he took that bet. He stayed healthy. And what happened the last 2 years is pretty significant because he was the player who was having trouble with different, you know, some of them were freak injuries like hit by pitch. Others were, you know, muscular injuries. But he basically made, and I know we're just doing the basic subtraction, 360, 213, but he figured, Keith, if he had hit, say, 35 to 40 home runs like he did the year before, he's not getting $40 million a year. He's probably and he was, when they made the 213 offer, he was not on the open market yet. So just going onto the open market increases that. He probably made, just rough estimate here, the 2022 season made him $100 million. Basically, some, like, because if you think open market off of a good 30 to 40 home run season, okay, maybe you need to go up to 260 to sign him, 270, 280, something like that, right? 360 comes when you hit 62 home runs in your walk year. That's what happens. He made himself probably an extra $100 million off of one season. Good for him.
And the dream might have been to be a San Francisco Giant, but you can't beat being a Yankee, making over $400 million in your Yankees career, having all these accolades, doing it in New York on the main stage. The next thing is the World Series. Someone asked me last night, Sweeney, they said, if he signs that contract with the Yankees, how many World Series does he have to win for it to be worth it? I'm like, it's already worth it, but one.
Yeah, just one. Well, I mean, listen, I ask that question a lot because you look back at like Sabathia's contract, Teixeira's contract, A-Rod's contract, they all equaled one combined, right? So I don't know. I think one is probably the answer, but, you know, that's probably part of like being greedy and thinking about the dynasty stuff, right? Because like the Phillies will probably tell you Bryce Harper wins once in 13 years, they will consider that a good deal, right? Any of these other like, you
know, and they already went to the World Series once. We're trying to get back, right? Before we could talk about winning multiple World Series, let's get back and let's win one.
Yeah, Francisco Lindor, another example across town, right? One World Series championship would put him in a different place. You know, it's. I think then we start trying to rank people in terms of greatness. And this guy has three rings, this guy has four rings. You know, okay. But as far as like making an investment in somebody and wanting that to pay off, you want to win a championship. Okay. You can't win four before you win one. Right. And the Yankees, we talked about this last night, the Yankees are consistently in the playoffs, and whether that model of business is to your liking or not is a different debate. But they're always there in the tournament, okay? If you want to win an NCAA championship, you have a better chance by going to Duke than by going to Wichita State, right?
I was about to say Davidson.
I mean, wherever, yeah, well.
There's so many mid-major and lower schools.
You know, my school,
Monmouth University, they get into the dance once every 10 years.
There you go. King Rice did it well there. I feel like, you know, you're still getting the chance to play. And for since 2017, when Judge was a rookie, the Yankees have been in the playoffs every year. The Giants have been in the playoffs once. And that has to be a factor, because if you're thinking about legacy, you're thinking about championships. If you're thinking about legacy, you have to think about where you're best served.
I can't wait for them to make him captain, for us to hear from the other players, for other players to be signed. Go get me Rodon. Man, Nimmo is still on the table. Benintendi, Yoshida.
Yeah, they need outfielders, right? Like they need like the outfield depth is something that is certainly a part of this. They need some help there. We talked about the starting pitching. Rodon is actually. What do you got there? Oh, you got the.
I just always flex the three-peat.
There you go. 98,000 mug. I got.
Let's get back to it.
Just win one. Just win. No, and that's what the Yankees are hoping to do here. They re-signed Aaron Boone last year, Brian Cashman, Aaron Judge. As the kids like to say, they're running it back. But they've tried to make incremental. Yeah, and Rizzo was not part of running it back. Rizzo was part of getting better, right? So I feel like they've tried to make some incremental moves here, and we'll see what other big moves they make. The top of the rotation still is something I think it has to be addressed, because I think you have some question marks in the middle and the back that are probably not great question marks to have going into next season.
I have a renewed faith in the organization. I feel like they knew that this was the only way. They knew they couldn't be embarrassed here. They couldn't lose this guy. There was no tomorrow. And we got a glimpse of it. Boone said he had an awkward hour. He said he was showering, getting ready to come down. Like, imagine hearing that news as soon as you check your phone. Like, wait, I got to hurry up and get down there. And, you know, it energizes the fan base. Everybody wakes up today, December 7th, and Judge is a Yankee, and we're ready for what's to come. They got to improve the team. Obviously, there's some holes. I'm hoping that they are able to trade Josh Donaldson or just strap him to a rocket and send him to the moon. However, It fires me up. It gets me ready to go. I'm excited to pod and do the show and watch the rest of winter meetings today and this offseason and how the Yankees go about improving the team. Like I said last night, right, we're talking World Series. Judge knows in New York there's one team really that they have to knock off, the Houston Astros, and you're back in it. And he's been to the ALCS three times and lost to them. Going to San Francisco, you got to deal with the Dodgers and Padres in your own division. It's not a guarantee. There's no guarantee. They signed Mitch Haniger last night. Cool. That doesn't do it. It's already set up here in New York. They won 99 games. They won 100 a couple, you know, years before that. They won the division. They're running it back, but they're not running it back. They're a team that should be running it back because they had success. They were one of the final four teams, but they're going to improve around the edges, and I'm excited to see what they do now. If they lost Judge, I wouldn't have been as excited.
And let's remember, like, the Astros are still the champs, right? But they lost the Cy Young Award winner, and they did benefit from excellent health in their starting pitching all year long, okay? You have to do that again. That doesn't always work out. Things worked out really perfectly for the Astros. That's why they ended up winning the World Series. It takes a lot to do that again. It's not easy to repeat. We've seen that happen, that, you know, the Yankees are the last team to do it. So we can see. Going back to Judge and the captain, listen, I heard people say, like, you know, ask me part of the discussion, making him captain. Like, that's not worth anything monetarily, okay? If you're saying, you know, you weren't going to come in $40 million light and say, but we'll make you captain, that'll make up for the extra $40 million. You're going to have to bring all the money to the table. And Judge's captaincy really was, you know, people were talking about, why wasn't he made captain already? Well, because he wasn't signed. You don't make a guy a captain when he hasn't hit free agency yet.
He what? Signs with the Giants and takes his captaincy with him.
Honestly, that's kind of silly, right? So you needed to get him signed. And now you can say, okay, there's going to come a point in time, and maybe it'll happen, you know, when they announce the deal, maybe it'll happen in spring training or whatever it's going to be, but they can go ahead and I know, listen, there's different arguments about it. I don't, you know, Brian Cashman was never a fan of actually naming a captain because of just kind of the politics of it and how it plays out. Probably no harm now. Once you got a guy who's signed here for the next 9 years, you know, Judge has signed here longer than anybody else. Let's remember that. He signed longer than Brian Cashman. He signed longer than Aaron Boone. He signed now longer than Garrett Cole.
Giancarlo Stanton.
And Stanton, all of them.
DJ LeMahieu. Yep. I mean, and this, you know, this sets up what we want, right? You want a mix of proven veterans like Judge and Rizzo and DJ and Stanton and Cole. And then you want these young kids to come up and learn from them. You know, whole generation of Yankees fans watched Don Mattingly as the captain not get it done, but set an example for the Bernie Williams of the world. Shout out Bernie for coming on the show. And then, like, you know, the parallels between Bernie and Judge set up perfect. But it was Donnie as the captain and the model, the Yankee way, you know, for Jeter and for Bernie and Posada and Pettit and for Mo and those guys. Now you have Judge as the model. There, you can't pick a better guy. You can't pick a better example for how to go about your business in New York for Volpe to see, for Peraza to see, for Dominguez to see, and all these young kids coming up. I just feel like the Yankees are figuring it out, doing a little bit of both. Their old way, their new philosophy, bring these young kids up, and let's get it started. It can actually come together in a special way. I feel it. I believe that.
And Bernie, you know, mentioned to us last week, if you go back and check out last week's show, that he really believed, like the rest of us knew was possible if he stayed here, that Aaron Judge has a chance to be the next legacy Yankee in line with all the Monument Park guys, all the retired numbers, all of those great Yankees that are one name guys, right? And those are the kinds of people that, you know, Bernie's a part of that group too. And who you got there? Jeter? There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, the Yankees, I said last night, this is a business play for 20 years from now. Because when the Yankees are like, fans, come out to Derek Jeter night. Oh, no, I mean Aaron Judge night in 2038.
Well, and that's another point for you, okay? I mentioned this before. This is the Yankees media guide from 2022. It's a beautiful picture of Yankee Stadium. That's it. It's just a picture of Yankee Stadium. Okay. If Aaron Judge signed with the Giants, the cover of the 23 media guide would probably be another picture of Yankee Stadium or a Yankee hat or a jersey or something generic. It's going to be Aaron Judge in his record setting year and his MVP year and all of that on the cover of every Yankee publication. This is what they sell from now until opening day. Opening day, by the way, is against the Giants. Now until opening day, they get to sell this. This is their brand. This is who they are. Judge is now part of a legacy. And now he has a chance to figure out, okay, is he going to be a world champion legacy Yankee? Because he's already got an MVP trophy. He's got a major, you know, he's got an American League record. He's got historic seasons. There's only one other thing that separates great players, great Yankees from the greatest to World Series ring. That's what he's going for.
And that's what we're all going for every year. We all know that. We come in expecting a World Series, and I feel like they're close. And when you're close, like you said, it takes a couple different maneuvers, right? The Astros lose a guy here and there. Injuries will happen next year. The Yankees will figure out something, and you don't know. But you know that they're in it. They're in the dance every year. It's this new postseason format. We've now got a new schedule where we play every team. And there's also rule changes. We don't know what's about to happen in this next year, but the Yankees have shored up the fan base and shored up this offense and this defense and this roster by retaining the guy at the center of all of it. It would have left a huge deficit, a crater in the Yankees universe if they lost Aaron Judge and they did what they had to do to retain him. I'm happy. I'm happy with it.
We've got another show coming up for you tomorrow where we'll talk to one of Judge's teammates and get the inside story on how they're feeling about having their leader back, about captaincy, about anxiety over the offseason until Judge came back. That's the big news for today. We'll have more on the Yankees coming up tomorrow in our regularly scheduled edition and episode and broadcast of BXB. For now, it's the Judge's Back edition, Judge's Back episode. Keith, you're back on the radio tonight? Yeah,
I'm on after the Nets game, so like 10:30 to 2 a.m., and I'm sure we'll talk about it, and I hope there's more moves from the winter meetings. Not just Yankees-related moves, Mets-related moves, baseball-related moves. There are teams out there that are trying to get better, right? The Guardians signed Josh Bell. The Phillies are going all in. I'm excited to keep this going and talk about it.
James Tyone to the Cubs. We should mention that. So the Yankees are still looking to fill out some pitching. It won't be Tyone, who got himself a pretty good four-year deal. And we'll see where else the Yankees go. He's Keith McPherson. Our producer is Ryan Chichester. Thank you all for listening to BXB from Odyssey, WFAN, anywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, review, download, all of those fun things. And we'll be back with another regularly scheduled episode on Thursday. BXB, it's brought to you by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.